This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet decides to rescue Nepali nationals from Afghanistan at the earliest. Current sessions of Federal Parliament to be prorogued from midnight today. Health Ministry reports 3,451 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. And more than 60 countries issue joint statement calling on Taliban to allow people to leave Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to rescue the Nepali nationals from Afghanistan at the earliest in the wake of recently developed scenario there. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the meeting of the Council of Ministers held today directed the concerned authorities to carry out rescue operations for the Nepalese in Afghanistan. Government spokesperson Karki shared that the cabinet meeting also dealt on matters relating to the hunger strike being staged by the former British Gurkhas in London for equal pensions. Prime Minister Sirwad Deva has said the government of Nepal will rescue all the Nepali nationals from Afghanistan. Ensure necessary coordination with the concerned authorities for the rescue efforts, Prime Minister Deva took to his Twitter handle and said the government had already taken steps to rescue the Nepalese. Prime Minister Deva shared that he had already instructed the officials concerned to make arrangements for rescue efforts. Meantime, Home Minister Bal Krishna Khar has directed the concerned bodies to take initiations for rescuing the Nepalese from Afghanistan. Home Minister Khar called the Foreign Affairs Ministry and Tourism Ministry along with the heads of all four security agencies and made the direction to rescue the Nepalese. Meantime, the Home Minister stressed the need for preparing a work plan in coordination with the international community for rescuing the Nepalese from Afghanistan. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives drew the government's attention toward taking diplomatic initiations to rescue the Nepalese from Afghanistan. Speaking in today's House meeting, the lawmakers also called on the government to take necessary steps to address the demands of the ex-Gurkha veterans. The ex-Gurkha soldiers have been staging a farce unto death in front of the British Prime Minister's office to get their demands fulfilled. The lawmakers also called the government's attention to update the geographical area of Nepal, as Nepal's political map has already been revised, incorporating Nepali territories of Lipulikh, Kalapani and Limpiadhura. They also raised various contemporary issues in the House meeting. Meanwhile, the Railway Bill 2076 Bikram Samvat and the Accreditation Bill 2076 Bikram Samvat have been tabled in the meeting of the House of Representatives today. House of Representatives Secretary General Gopal Nath Yogi tabled the bills originated in the National Assembly along with the Assembly's message. Current sessions of both the Houses of the Federal Parliament are being prorogued from midnight today. President Vidyadevi Bhandari ended the current sessions of the Parliament on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers today. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota read out a letter received from the Office of the President regarding the end of the current House sessions. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has urged saving and credit cooperatives to invest 60% of their fund in productive sectors. Addressing a ceremony to mark the 34th establishment day of the Nepal Federation of Saving and Credit Cooperative Union Limited today, Finance Minister Sharma called for more investment from cooperatives in the productive areas, stating that he had a plan for converting the consumerism-based economy to a productive one. The Finance Minister appealed to cooperatives for supporting the plan. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the concerned authorities not to charge the service seekers for certifying the vaccination card. Joint spokesperson at the Ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said some service seekers had complained that they had to pay fees for online form to obtain vaccination cards with QR code. The ministry has also warned of stringent action against anyone charging fees for vaccination card. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Hello. हाम्रो बिहेको सपिङको लागि आएको नि बाबा मम्मीसँग।
ए हो र, अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दैछौ?
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले। मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ, भरे राति बोलौँ न ल।
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ क्या अफिसमा, बुझ न, भरे कसरी गर्नु?
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो? एनटीसी को अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म।
ए हो त है, मेरो वाइफ त कति स्मार्ट। अब त रातै
आउँछ। अब रात तपाईको नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 3,451 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. Meanwhile, 2,458 people recovered from the virus infection in the last 24 hours. The ministry has also recorded additional 35 corona-related deaths today, taking the death toll to 10,327. A four-day online training aimed at enhancing the quality of Radio Nepal's news and programs has concluded today. Concluding the training today, Radio Nepal's Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur Kesi believed that the training would help further enrich the services of Radio Nepal, saying all-round knowledge and skills on news and programs are essential for broadcasters. Executive Director Kesi urged the trainees to materialize the knowledge gained from the training. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to an international update. The Taliban has declared the war in Afghanistan over after its fighters swept into the capital Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani fled the country. Several people are reported to have killed at Kabul airport as Afghans flee following the Taliban's takeover of the country. The U.S. says all its embassy staff have been evacuated to the airport. Meantime, more than 60 countries have issued a joint statement calling on the Taliban to allow people to leave the country. The Taliban swept into Kabul unopposed and have seized the presidential palace. Meantime, China's foreign ministry spokesperson Hao Chunyin says China respects the choices of the Afghan people and hopes for a smooth transition in the Afghan situation. Now, sports news. The Nepali national cricket team will play in one-day series against Papua New Guinea. The Cricket Association of Nepal said Nepal would play two ODIs against Papua New Guinea in Oman on coming 5th to 8th of September. Nepal will play two matches against Papua New Guinea before the triangular one-day series against Oman and the United States on the ICC Cricket World Cup League 2. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet decides to rescue Nepali nationals from Afghanistan at the earliest. Current sessions of Federal Parliament to be prorogued from midnight today. Health Ministry reports 3,451 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. And more than 60 countries issue joint statement calling on Taliban to allow people to leave Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.